The Alaska Republican Party has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission against Libertarian Senate candidate Joe Miller. The GOP alleges Miller is misusing campaign dollars to inflate his real level of support. The five-page complaint submitted today alleges Miller has made numerous violations of federal campaign finance laws, the majority connected to using his for-profit conservative website, Restoring Liberty, for the promotion of his Senate campaign without paying for it. Alaska Republican Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock says Miller failed to pay back the website for services like banner ads, email lists, and calls for campaign donations.
What it is an illegal, appears to be an illegal campaign contribution to his campaign. And corporations are prohibited under federal law from contributing to federal campaigns.
Among the many claims made by the Alaska GOP, Miller's campaign uses an office in Anchorage but doesn't list rent as an expense, thereby failing to disclose what would be considered an in-kind contribution. The detailed document lists ways that Miller has used the social media accounts of and publicity connected to the limited liability corporation behind the website Restoring Liberty, which Miller claims reaches tens of thousands of people each day. Babcock says he's not a stickler for small mistakes in what are often complicated campaign finance reporting. But Miller, who's run twice before for Senate, is demonstrating a pattern that goes beyond simple error.
And he knows the rules, and there's just no excuse for this. I think he's doing it because it is easier than going through the trouble of setting up your own websites and your own email accounts. I think it's easier than paying for them. He runs the corporations, and he's making illegal donations through his corporations to his campaign.
The complaint asks the FEC for an expedited review. Randy DeSoto, a spokesman for the Miller campaign, said in a message that the complaint is an attempt by the state Republican Party to distract from their own financial improprieties and growing support for Miller's bid.